RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, it is Thursday, and thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Liberty. We've got quite a few topics to touch on today. We never really have time to find all, or to go through all of the topics. Liberty is important, folks, and that's why you have us on the air today. You can know that always the themes will be not only about liberty, but the giver and the author of liberty. You know, I'm just reminded of this. I'm looking through here what's going on in the United States of America. Okay, I don't have this. Where's the article on the church thing in Georgia? Just not seeing it. Not seeing it. There is a law in Georgia right now. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. I thought it was on a separate sheet of paper. Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta is hearing from a gun rights group that wants to overturn a Georgia state ban on guns in places of worship. Now, Georgia's in the South. Folks, let's just think about this before I go too far into this. I think it's a good theme. We've always got to understand the premise. What are we working from? What is our foundation? We have a fixed standard, it's law. Everybody wants fixed rights. We all want our rights, and we don't want our rights to be manipulated or taken or removed or any of that sort of thing, right? But when it comes to our debt, we wouldn't mind if that was manipulated or moved. Or when it comes to certain things that we don't necessarily really like, kind of like rules and regulations, we don't mind if they're manipulated and moved. But when it comes to our rights, they are solid and firm and fixed. Folks, you understand what it is to be American. You understand, as an American, there is a God. And our rights come from Him. A fixed, immutable, perfect, eternal, omniscient God. The Creator. That we're endowed by with certain inalienable rights. We're endowed with certain inalienable rights by our Creator. And this really shocks me that in Georgia, there is a ban on guns in places of worship. Folks, what is a place of worship? It's where you go to worship your Creator, God. Our Bill of Rights was written out as a, almost like a Decalogue. Not exactly. There was 10 Bill of Rights. And these were the rules that government could not cross over. These rights are given by God, cannot be erased, taken, deprived, any of that. And we were speaking to the government. We were speaking to power. We said, your power is great. And it has the ability to swell and overcome an enemy, but not your own people. This is where it stops. And in Georgia, they banned guns in places of worship. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm getting to my point. The Bill of Rights gives us Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, nor abridging the freedom of the speech, of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. First Amendment. Second Amendment. What do we talk about in the Second Amendment? Hey, maybe there's some Georgia listeners right now that want to comment on this. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Maybe I'm getting the wrong source of information. If I am, please correct me. But if you live in Georgia and you worship God, which I would venture to say 90% of people in Georgia, we're talking the South, the Bible Belt. They understand their rights come from God, and they worship Him every weekend. Don't touch my God, my guns, and my babies. Article 2 says a well-regulated militia. And Article 2, what again? This is identifying, these are inalienable rights given to us by God that cannot be trumped or overcome, or we do not forfeit as people to any type of power on earth. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So if God gives us that right, do we forfeit that right when we go worship the God who gave us that right? Think with me, please, please. Because right now there's a group that wants to overturn a Georgia state ban on guns in places of worship. It's already at the 11th U.S. Circuit of Court of Appeals in Atlanta. This law was brought about in 1950s? No. 1960s? No. Not even the 1970s. This was brought about only because of late you have these ludicrous, moronic laws coming from people that match the definition of the law. 2010 violates the First Amendment religious freedom protections. And I would venture to say the Second Amendment, hello, both come from the same God. But when I go worship that God, I have to forfeit my rights that He gave to me? That doesn't make any sense! Come on, church! It's time to wake up, church in America! The reason they're not woken and because they're still snoring is because they're not the church. Folks, they're not the church. I'm sick of hypocrisy. It's not the church. Christ established what the church was. And He told us to go. To go. Preach and make disciples. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-23 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There is a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, we're back again, folks. We just, again, establishing the premise that our rights come from God, and when foolish institutions, especially the churches, don't even acknowledge that anymore, we have problems. We have a need for the true church to arise and speak even louder. I want to go to Isaiah, the Hebrew prophet. As a matter of fact, Isaiah, it is speculated, was of the household of royalty. He was a brother to a king in Israel, and he was a grandson to another king. But guess what? That didn't cause him to play political games. It caused him to go into those very courts where his family abode. He could have groomed himself and said, no, you know, I got a good diplomatic career here. I'm a good speaker. I'm a good writer. I'm an eloquent orator. I got a future in Israel. He prophesied during the time and the reign of many good kings. Three out of the four kings that ruled were good, godly, moral, including Hezekiah. He could have had a great place if he would have toned down his message, but he saw what was coming. Decadence in his nation because they got comfortable, because they prospered, because they had a form of godliness. I speak this even to America right now in this context. This is why the Lord gave us the prophets. First, he gave us the law. Obey and thou shalt live. And he gave us the prophets to give us strong words of warning and correction and reproof to get on the right path. And then he gave us the gospel. What more do you want from God in America, folks? What more? Oh, I know. You want him to cover your sin and you want to remain in it. Is that it? That's not the gospel message. The gospel message is salvation. That means you're no longer a slave. You're no longer captive. Some people get depressed and say it's the end times. You know, things get bad. The Bible says that. And then Jesus comes back. That's the only way anything's going to get good. Well, then why didn't Jesus just die, rise again, and make everything good? What in the world is our purpose in this whole thing? Are we not to be an example? To be a light? I mean, when Christ told us to redeem the time, what did he mean by that? Pray really hard that he comes back soon? Or do, act, occupy. The Hebrew prophet Isaiah says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear." And a lot of people say, "Well, I prayed, and God just didn't hear me, didn't answer." I prayed, I did it. I don't know what God's problem is. The issue isn't God here. His arm is not shortened. His ear is not heavy. He can hear an answer immediately, even now. But, he continues, your sins, your breaking of my law has separated you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you.
Why isn't God answering my prayers? What's wrong with God? I tried that God thing. He never answered.
As you're living in fornication, sex outside of marriage, living with your girlfriend or your fiancé, as you have no problem cursing or blaspheming his name, you know, I tell a couple lies once in a while. Big deal. Who doesn't? So I got a pornography problem. What are you telling me that's wrong? At least I'm not out there committing rape. Christ said, even if you look upon a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery already in your own heart. You know, so I stay on the clock a little extra before I punch out, you know, even though I'm not really working. Just, who cares? My boss is rich. Besides, it's what they're protesting down on Wall Street for, right? My boss should be paying me more. I should stay clocked in longer. There's no big deal if I'm playing on my iPhone while I should be working. What's the big deal with that? Come on. It's for a couple minutes. Besides, my boss is rich enough, right? You've got all of these excuses going through your mind, and for some reason, I just can't figure out why isn't God answering my prayers?
You know, I call my girlfriend. She's at home waiting for me to get home. And it's like, I'm just telling her, I'm like, man, I was like praying really hard that God would give me a raise at my job today. You know? And so I was like playing on my iPhone, and my mom sent me a scripture verse, and I thought, man, I'm going to pray again. You know, God, dude, I need a raise in my job, man. Me and my girlfriend can barely make it. We can barely pay the rent. And the car just broke down. I mean, come on, God. I need answers now. So I put my iPhone down. I bowed my little head and did the sign of the cross, you know. And, you know, nothing happened. I didn't get my raise. So I called my girlfriend. I'm like, yo, girl, no raise. God didn't hear me. I mean, I go to church once in a while. I mean, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. No, that's not that big of a deal. I mean, God sees everything. God's everywhere. Sometimes I worship God at the Vikings game, you know? I mean, it's a great, real peaceful, spiritual place. Yeah, I know there's some evil spirits there, too. But,
That's why God, your iniquities, your sins, your breaking, your transgressing God's law have separated you from your God. Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Can he? Yes. Would he? Yes. Is his arm short? No, he's God. What is in you?
Oh, I just can't figure it out, man. I don't know. Is God telling me to break up with my girlfriend? I just don't know, man. Am I supposed to really stop fornicating? I don't figure. I mean, should I really actually be reading my Bible? I mean, I got one, but should I read it? I mean, I want liberty. I want the Constitution, man. God bless America.
None calleth for justice, Isaiah says. They don't call for justice. Sitting down with a group of folks today, friends of ours, cool guys, supporters of our ministry, which we are a nonprofit ministry. If you'd like to donate, we would gladly appreciate and accept your donation so that we can continue reaching the next generation that has no moral boundaries or guidelines, and they're not taught them. They're taught the opposite. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can donate there. This is nonprofit radio. This is for you, folks. This is for your next generation. Everything we do here in the studio, we're doing in public. I promise you. We're practicing what we preach. We're reaching the next generation. We're teaching them what we're even teaching right now on the radio. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth.
Oh, man, you know,
You sit around with your buddies, you're having a glass of wine, or you're drinking coffee, and you're talking about how bad it is.
Man, I can't believe, you know, did you hear what the media, you know, did you see what's in the paper? I can't even believe this. Oh, these guys are idiots. They're stupid. I can't even believe it. What are they thinking?
They don't call for justice. They don't get down on their knees and intercede for the government that sets upon God's shoulders. They don't pray for justice. They could care less about justice. They just want to talk about injustice.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Hey, you coming to the Twins game this week? Yeah, great. Okay, I'll be there. Yeah, remember last week? Oh, that was awesome, man. I can barely remember it.
The way of peace they know not. Peace. What is peace? Martin Luther said peace is the freedom from the torment of conscience. Peace they know not. You know what they do know is terror. That's what they know. There is no judgment in their goings. They don't do what's right. They don't consider what's right. I just gave you a whole handful of examples a few minutes ago. They have made them a crooked path. You know what that word means, crooked? They've developed, they've cultivated, and now mandate, listen to me, folks, mandate perverted, paved, and regulated highways of commerce. Tell me I'm wrong. That's what they would seek and attempt to do. Why? Because there's no judgment in their goings. So they make them crooked paths. That word path means to be trodden down. This isn't like, oh, once in a while I just need to bend the rules a little bit, go over here, but I'll get back on the right path. No! They've forsaken the right path altogether and have created another path that is beaten, trodden. Now it's paved. In the 21st century, it's cultivated. It's regulated. These are highways of commerce. Talk about your freeways, forget about it. That is not the path the Lord has called us to. Go back to the old paths. Jeremiah said it, of another prophet. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. You're never going to know it. Hey, what's going on? I can't figure out what's going on in my life. And folks, I'm there. I understand that question. What is happening in my life? I don't understand. It's because the church in society has dropped the ball to not teach you what's going on. All they need to do is speak this. You forsake judgment in your life? You forsake that law of God? Hey, you want to live with your girlfriend? That's your choice. You want to blaspheme God's name and curse? That's your choice. You want to steal from your employer, play on your little iPhone, listen to your iPod during work? That's your choice. But whosoever shall go therein shall not know peace. Now think about this peace, folks. When you die, 10 out of 10 people face their creator, God. Martin Luther said, peace is freedom from the torment of conscience. You may be free from a little bit of torment right now, but what happens when you face your creator, folks? You need peace. That's the real peace. Not this peace of a good job and a big house. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
All right, folks, we're talking about Isaiah, and he's talking about judgment. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. Why? Why are all these bad things happening? We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. What is going on? The Sons of Liberty will tell you what's going on. Justice. Judgment. In our nation. In our lives, in our families, in our churches. We forsake justice, we're going to be waiting a long time for judgment to happen for us. Listen, if you're innocent and you're brought in a court of law, and you have somebody who's killed somebody in your family or done you wrong in any way, shape, or form, you want judgment if you're innocent. Oh, you want it! You pray for it! You plead with God for it! Guess who doesn't want justice and judgment? Bingo! The criminal! He never does! Christians. And professing Christians. Who wants God's justice? Those keeping God's laws. Bingo! Now, it keeps going. As a matter of fact, therefore is judgment far from us. I studied a couple of Bible commentators last night. It was up for quite a while, and it says, therefore is judgment far off. That means put off from legal courts. Not just in your own choices, your houses. Folks, our prophets are telling us right here in the book of Isaiah. In your courts. How many of you have issues with courts? How many people talk about judges? Oh, those bad judges, they're destroying the country. Yeah, Isaiah knew it too. Therefore is judgment far off from us. It's not in our courts. Neither did justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. You know the feeling? You got the picture? Oh, man. Did you hear what the Supreme Court just did again today? Did you hear what that circuit court did? Did you hear what the Ninth Circuit Court said? Man, why can't they get it right? You get it right. It will force them to get it right. And if they don't get it right, then you impeach them. They are not God. God is God. Going back to this church issue in Georgia that we started off the show with. Folks, if you're from Georgia, feel free to call. Actually, if you're from anywhere in the country, this affects us all. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Think about this. The government has told all churches they can't have firearms in them. First Amendment! Government shall make no law respecting an establishment. I would consider a church an establishment. Would you? I think, Carrie, would you? An establishment. A church is some type of establishment. Sure it is. It exists. It's a body of believers. But yet they're going to tell the church, nope, no guns in your churches. Now, some churches have countered that. God!
Oh, you know, it's Romans 13 says we got to obey all the powers because they're all from God. Oh, there's a good cop-out. There's a good cop-out, guys. The government tells us we can't do it, so guess what?
Not we can't do it.
We don't have to do it! Woohoo!
You see a bunch of stinking pansy pastors around the country dancing up and down.
We don't have to have guns in our churches. We don't have to have guns in our churches. And we don't even got to tell them they don't got to have them in there. Because we don't even have to. Because the government told us. And all we have to do in our pile of little fake professing hypocritical religion is bow down and worship the state. We don't have to have guns.
It's not about whether or not the government should be making laws dealing with churches. This is more of a First Amendment case than a Second Amendment case. Again, they're appealing this in the 11th Circuit Court in Atlanta. Why would you not want to take a gun, asked Jerry Henry, who is a part of a GeorgiaCarry.org, told the AJC. That's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. All we're asking for, he says, putting up this gun-free zone in places of worship makes that place accessible to attack. Bingo! We go around the country. Bradley's done it a number of times. You go into a hotel.
This hotel is a gun-free zone. No firearms are allowed.
What are you telling that poor 19-year-old girl behind the counter or young man behind the counter who's, I forget what they're called. Like a they're not a receptionist. They're somebody, a host maybe, for a hotel. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you telling that young person? Oh, yeah, we know it gets a little crazy down here, but you can't protect yourself. Somebody comes in with a gun? Sorry, honey. It's just the price to pay working here at the ABC Hotel. What are you telling a criminal? Hey, this church doesn't have guns, and they're about to take an offering. Gee, I wonder where a cracked-out drug dealer's going to go to get some loot. Yeah, this is church down the block. And they ain't got guns, and they're about to take an offering. Oh, don't go there. It's too dangerous. No! Go there! It's not dangerous. All we're asking for is to have the same option the criminal has. Wow, think about that, folks. That's what they're arguing right now. Hey, listen, all we want is the same option that a criminal has in that church. You know why? Because a criminal doesn't obey the law. Why do police officers have guns? Because criminals don't obey the law and they need to be apprehended with force. Why does the common American citizen have a gun? For self-defense against a criminal who doesn't obey the law. All we're asking for is to have the same option that a criminal has. Churches have been targeted. Last month, a former deacon at a Florida church shot and wounded the pastor and an associate pastor before parishioners tackled him. They had to tackle him, folks. They had to jump on top of him, risk their lives again. This crazy lunatic man had a gun. Two men were shot. And they had to struggle this man down with their fists. Is there a problem with that? Last year, 2 teenage boys were wounded when 3 gunmen stormed a California church. 2008, a gunman killed 2 and wounded 6 in a Tennessee church. Others, however, counter that the ban allows worshipers to pray in safety. Are you safe when a criminal walks into your church and you have no way to defend yourself?
Oh, God will protect us.
Yes, he gave you a Second Amendment. It's like the man who was in a flood. Flood waters went up on his garage and he sat on his roof praying to God to send him help. A helicopter comes by. It says, hey, buddy, grab the rope. We're going to lift you to safety. This flood's getting worse. The guy says, no, that's okay. I'm praying to God to help me. He's going to save me. I know he will. I have a lot of faith. Helicopter says, whatever, buddy. I got more people to save. Your loss. Floodwaters come up to the roof line of his garage. A boat comes buzzing by. Hey, buddy, you better get off that garage. I'm glad we found you. Jump in. We'll bring you to safety. No. You don't understand. I'm doing an all-day prayer vigil, and I'm fasting right now, and God's going to save me. This is how stupid that, well, God will protect us in our churches. Gosh, he will. I just got done telling you the Lord's arm is not shortened. Now the floodwaters are up over this guy's neck, and he's about to drown, and some boat comes by and says, hop in, buddy. We're here to take you to safety. No. I still have faith in God. I know it's getting close, but he's going to save me. The boat goes on and saves somebody else. The man dies, gets to heaven, says, God, why didn't you save me? He said, I sent a helicopter, I sent a boat, and I sent another boat. Why didn't you use that intuition I put into you called common sense, called a God-given conscience, and take my saving grace? That's all these people are saying. It's the Second Amendment. It comes from God. It comes from God. Our children. Now, let me tell you something here. This is in Ohio. Planned Parenthood hosts a condom culture fashion show. Couture. I don't know what it's called. It's never good in English anyways. At this particular event, to educate the community on STD prevention, raise funds for the organization. I'm bringing this up because I just read it again today. I read all the bad stuff about our children. I had a woman called into a show I was listening to today from Pennsylvania. Oh, our children, you know, it's just so bad. They're being so miseducated. And, oh, it's awful, isn't it? And the talk show host was like, yeah, it's terrible. It's a travesty. I can't believe what's going on out there. It's terrible. They're learning to hate everything and blah, 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 blah. So here, I'm going to tell you about how terrible. Planned Parenthood of Central Ohio. Start a particular unorthodox fashion show and offers scholarships for aspiring fashion designers. You know what they did? Create the Condom Culture Fashion Show, exclusive featuring garments made entirely out of condoms. And if that's not enough to startle you, consider that it involves students. The third annual event is set for October 19th in Columbus, Ohio. The event website encourages area students to attend, compete to win cash prizes. All in the name of fun, fashion, and, oh, of course, health. Condoms have everything to do with health. How do they compete? Well, according to the group's site, the students actually design the outfits, and community leaders model them.
Oh, what's wrong with our children?
Well, you know what, folks? I'm not just telling you how bad this is. We've been in over 330 public high schools reaching those children. They look at us and say, why has nobody told us? This is wrong. Why has nobody got into our face? Oh, because our parents are trying to be too much of our friends? Because our teachers don't want to lose their job? Our principal doesn't want to get in trouble for alliance between church and state? They're asking that, folks. I know. I've been there. I'm still there. Why is America allowing this trash? And yet, you're the first assembly that has came into our school to teach us these principles are wrong. And not only that, not just tell us what's wrong, but show us what's right. And give us a cause and a hope and a future. And say, yeah, you're worth something, now get busy. Men have died so that you could have the liberty you have in this country. They have shed their blood. That shows you the value of your lives and how much you're worth. That they died for you. Now let's get busy. Let's get busy tearing up Planned Parenthood propaganda. Put them out of business. You set the youth on that kind of a task and it will get done. Just like it gets done when they want something at the checkout aisle and you're at the grocery store and they don't relent. That's the spirit of God in these kids, you guys. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
All right, folks, we got one segment left. If you want to tune in here and give your feedback, I encourage you to do so. I only do the number a couple times, so please write it down. When you get your thoughts, I want you to chime in. This is important. This is. I couldn't think of anything else to say other than important. Folks, this is it. Again, I just told you, I heard, oh, our poor children, and it's so terrible. What's going on? Well, go get them! Come on, it's like watching somebody drown. Oh, you see that? My goodness, he doesn't even know how to swim. Oh, he's so helpless. Look at him sitting there. It's like he's going to drown for sure. I just know it. I can see it. Hey, Barbara, did you see it? This young boy out here in the pool? Yeah, he's drowning. Isn't it incredible? I mean, he's making a lot of splashes, but I don't think he's going to last very long. What do you think, Barbara?
Yeah, Carla, I think so, too. I think, you know, look at the way he's swimming. You can tell, okay, now he's getting closer to dying. I can see it right now.
And then Carla's husband, who's a talk show radio host, says, yep, I can see it now. I'm an expert on drowning children, and I can see it. This little boy is going to drown probably in the next 10 minutes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write a book about it, and I'm going to say in the next 10 minutes this boy's going to drown. Then I'm going to tour the stinking country and raise millions of dollars on my new stupid book that said I knew when that kid was going to drown because things are so bad. You think that's what the youth need? You think they need to hear your garbage? You're the one who trained them. This generation needs to see your fire, needs to know that you care, needs to know that you're not going to back down. And as Isaiah said, judgment shouldn't be far from you, shouldn't be repealed from your courts, should be in there. And if you find a justice that does it, kick him out. Impeach him. Your representative should fear you if they do wrong. The problem is if you don't fear God, you're not going to cause your representatives to fear you. Because you're both doing the same thing. You're rebels from his principles. You want to stay away from him. You don't like fear. You don't like condemnation. You don't like the law. That's Old Testament. That's not how God is. Jesus woos people and he hugs people. He gives them kisses. He makes them feel warm and fuzzy. You're a heretic, Jake. I can't believe what you're saying on the radio right now. What's wrong with you? Somebody get him off the air. No, you know it's right, and that's why you're listening right now. That's why your heart burns. There's something called spiritual impotence. When you're not moving forward, you're not taking ground. That's not the church. That is not the Bible. Just told you in the beginning, Isaiah was royalty. He could have had his stinking sweet job with fat pensions. His kids could have been taken care of for the rest of his life. If he just wouldn't have reproved the kings, if he wouldn't talk so bad and negative, if he would just build, if he would be positive. But no, he says judgment is turned away backwards and justice stands afar off. You know why justice stands afar off? I'm studying this last night. They're standing at a distance. Justice cares. It looks on, but you reject it. You won't let it near your block. You put a restraining order on it. Justice doesn't disappear. It's still there. It stands afar off. It's been forced to. But don't think for a moment that the God of heaven is not just. And he will not show himself as just. No matter how wicked you are, you build a tower like Babel. You launch a so-called space shuttle to the moon. God is just. And he vindicates his kids. Folks, they're not scared of you because you're rich. They're not scared of you because you've got a good job, because you've got a bunch of tea partiers coming to your meeting. That don't terrify nothing. But when you walk in holiness, and God shows himself strong on your behalf, and you cannot be overcome because you walk in that spirit that the creator of the world walks in, they're terrified. You and God are the majority. You and God are the majority. You want answers? That's your answer. You and God are the majority. Truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter, Isaiah says. You won't even let it in. Yea, truth faileth, and he. Faileth means this. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with truth. You know, it's kind of like a smoke detector fails. No. That word faileth, fail. Faileth is King James. Fail. Faileth. Truth faileth. It means it's lacking and wanting. It ain't there. It's like a smoke detector that ain't up on the ceiling. What's wrong with the smoke detector? Didn't go off. I don't know. The people of America couldn't stand the smoke detector. They tore it off the wall and threw it out the window. It was too condemning. Every time it would beep, it was this shrill noise and it hurt their ears. They didn't like that when they were eating their dinner. They'd rather eat dinner while they're being engulfed in flames. For evil maketh himself a prey. No. He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Wow. Anybody heard the name Bradley Dean? Anybody seen what happens when a man grew up without a father? And I encourage you to read his life story. We have it in My War. It's a comic book here at sonslibertyradio.com. Read the story. Grew up as a fatherless kid. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Did whatever he wanted. He was liberated. According to the American liberal mentality, or whatever you want to call it. He was liberated. But then all of a sudden, something happened in Bradley's life. He called in the name of God of heaven. God answered his prayer, turned his life around, cleaned him up. And now everybody loves it. They just love that Bradley Dean preaches the gospel and exalts the name of Christ and helps our children across this nation because nobody else is, or very few people are. They just love him. No! They can't wait to get him on the front page of the papers! And then God, in his divine hand, reaches through all of that garbage and even uses the garbage itself to promote the ministry. Check out the New York Times article, folks. People are still shocked at that one. You were what? How in the world did that happen? Go read. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It's one of our top media scrolling items there. Read the New York Times article they wrote about us. And about the ministry. I wanted to cover this yesterday, but I couldn't. He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Somebody step in the gap and say, this is wrong! And I love this part. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him. God said, you're not going to do it. I'm going to do it for myself. And his righteousness, it sustained him, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on the garments of vengeance. Somebody said, Jesus is coming back. Woo-hoo! Another man said, Jesus is coming back, and boy, is he mad. He put on a garment of vengeance for clothing, was clad with zeal as a cloak, according to their deeds. Accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, and to the islands he will repay recompense. If you go into verse chapter 60, I'm reading this because this is good, folks. This is better than the Constitution. The Constitution is patterned after this, knowing these principles. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That word glory means your honor, your majesty. The light shining, the light coming is like dawn. You can't do anything to hurry up dawn, but it comes. Those of you laboring, those of you toiling, those of you that have made yourself a prey by doing good, this is who it's talking to. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about thee. Ah, yes! You want answers? Right there! I don't need to yell, but boy! I don't even have time for this. The Muslim death row inmate who sued the state over lack of halal meals in prison. What? What? The way of peace, they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Judgment is turned away backward. Justice standeth far. A Muslim death row inmate says the Ohio prison system is denying him meals prepared according to Islamic law, while at the same time providing kosher meals to Jewish prisoners, according to a federal lawsuit that alleges a civil rights violation. That's what your country turns into when you forsake these principles. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee, is what your country gets when we turn unto that God who gave us our liberties and who is the real deal, and he does deliver, and he does answer your prayers, and he does end victoriously, folks, in America. We're not done. We're just starting. Christians, you're just starting. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.